From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump reportedly plans to make it possible for 1.8 million young immigrants living in the United States to become citizens. Senior White House officials told reporters Thursday that the plan would scale back family-based immigration to include only spouses and underaged children, and it would eliminate the visa lottery program. It would also include a $25 billion fund to build a wall on the border with Mexico and strengthen security on the border with Canada. The United States' premier civil rights group is suing the Department of Homeland Security over its decision to end protection from deportation for thousands of Haitian immigrants. The NAACP's lawsuit alleges the decision to end the so-called temporary protective status was based on skin color and violates the constitutional right to equal protection. President Trump is in Davos, Switzerland, where he threatened to withhold aid to the Palestinians if they do not continue to pursue peace with Israel. But he said there is still a way forward.
That money is on the table, and that money is not going to them unless they sit down and negotiate peace. Because I can tell you that Israel does want to make peace.
But the president has questioned whether peace talks between the Israelis and Palestinians will ever resume. Mr. Trump said Thursday the United States would rejoin 11 other nations in the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Compact if it can get a, quote, much better deal than we had in the accord agreed to by former President Barack Obama. He said, I would do TPP if we were able to make a substantially better deal. He spoke to CNBC. This is VOA News. President Trump's Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert says the United States would prefer that Turkish troops, quote, remove themselves from a conflict in the Syrian border town of Afrin.
Well, I think that President Erdogan will make decisions to de-escalate violence in Afrin and to normalize and stabilize pre-Afrin actions in that region. And I think that he'll make that decision here with the full support of the United States.
The U.S. has previously expressed concerns about Turkish efforts against the Kurdish-led SDF forces that drove Islamic State fighters from much of northeastern Syria with the help of a U.S.-led coalition. Two former American secretaries of state on Thursday warned lawmakers of a sharp increase in nuclear dangers caused by North Korea's race to develop atomic weapons and the means to deliver them. George Shultz served in the Reagan administration.
The more countries have nuclear weapons, the more likely it is one's going to go off somewhere. And the more fissile material is lying around, anybody who gets fissile material can make a weapon fairly easily. So this is a major problem. It can blow up the world.
Venezuela is seeking an Interpol red alert for a former oil czar, Rafael Hernandez. Tarek William Saab said the damage is calculated at least at $4.8 million. He is Venezuela's attorney general. He said on Friday that Ramirez, the once powerful chief of the state oil industry and a former ambassador to the UN, was the mastermind of a new corruption plot detected in a European subsidiary of the oil company. The Catalan Parliament will vote to choose a new regional leader on January 30th, the Catalan Parliament said in a statement on Thursday. The only candidate for president of the northeastern Spanish region is the former leader, who was removed from office by Spain. North Korea's female ice hockey team arrived at South Korea's National Training Center in Jincheon Thursday to prepare for the Winter Olympics. Park Chol-ho is the coach of the North Korean team.
The fiercest.
He said they were very happy to participate as a joint team with South Korea. He thinks if the two teams worked hard, there would be good results. The joint team will wear the same jerseys and march under a unified peninsula flag at the game's opening ceremony on February 9th. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.